This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Americans celebrate Thanksgiving.
First time in 2 years since COVID.
Well, my mom's ready.
Guilty of murder.
These men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery.
The Santa Ana winds and possible blackouts.
Car out for this whole area would just ruin a lot of Thanksgivings.
Good morning. I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving like it's 2019.
Family time and being able to see them for like the first time since pandemic.
Nothing is more normal than that, except for perhaps a full-scale Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, where these kids love the big balloons.
I like Baby Yoda a lot and Snoopy.
I just love all of them. They're all amazing. I love the classics like the Macy's stars and the things that have been here in previous years.
CBS's Elise Preston is on the parade route, where security is extra tight, just days after the deadly parade tragedy in Wisconsin.
The balloons are ready to take flight as spectators flock back to the streets of New York City to watch the 95th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And with returning crowds will come increased security.
This parade typically has 2 to 3 million people that align the 47-block parade route. That's what makes this such a giant security concern.
James Galliano is a CBS News security and law enforcement analyst.
We look at this from three perspectives: deterrence, intelligence, and response.
Among the deterrents will be officers on rooftops and thousands patrolling on foot, including counterterrorism teams. Dozens of streets near the parade have been closed and 300 extra cameras deployed along the route.
A day after three guilty verdicts in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, Arbery's mother says she thought this day would never come. Wanda Cooper Jones spoke with CBS Mornings.
I was very, very excited. It was like a dream come true. Yesterday was really a big victory for my family and I.
She says she hopes when people hear her son's name, it will prompt them to think about change. Defense attorneys are preparing for the next step. Jason Sheffield represents Travis McMichael, who fired the shots.
I'm sure that our decision to keep the case here, to not move for a change of venue, will be discussed ad nauseum. And it will certainly and could certainly become a part of the appeal. Right now, we are respecting the verdict that's at hand.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This is heavy jail time, even for William Bryan, the friend who was found not guilty of the two most serious charges. We're not talking about 1, 2, or 3 years behind bars here.
Just a few days after his annual physical, we're finding out what doctors found during President Biden's colonoscopy. CBS's Bo Erickson is with the president in Nantucket.
The White House physician said a benign-appearing 3-millimeter polyp was removed from the president's colon. The White House physician stated the benign polyp could be a precancerous lesion, but said no further medical action is required at this time.
Southern California's Santa Ana winds are back, and the timing couldn't be worse. Father and daughter Dennis and Whitney Wellborn were cooking their early Thanksgiving turkey when SoCal Edison cut the power to their Harupa Valley neighborhood.
The turkey was, about two hours in the oven when it went out?
So I had to hurry up and get the generator going and stretch cords from the backyard through the house, get the refrigerator going again.
The utility says the power cuts are designed to prevent fires, and it's possible that 170,000 customers could lose electricity today and tomorrow. WCBS-TV Meteorologist John Elliott has a look at the forecast for the rest of the country.
Rain stretching from parts of Arkansas down into the Gulf. Early showers for Friday, but this little clipper system is going to bring in some cool air, so we're concerned about the possibility of some snow. Boston down through New York into Philadelphia could be a little bit messy, and that, again, is for the trip home on Sunday.
And the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a season of shivers for this winter.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There's been a large explosion in Somalia's capital city. Officials say it happened outside a school in Mogadishu, and students were among the 8 people killed. The extremist group Al-Shabaab claims it was targeting Western officials and an African peacekeeping convoy. The French government says pregnant women and some children were among at least 27 migrants killed when their small boat capsized in the English Channel. They were trying to get to Great Britain. A French official says they've arrested 5 alleged smugglers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
What this shows is that the gangs who are sending people to sea in these dangerous craft will literally stop at nothing.
In southwestern Siberia, emergency officials say a fire at a coal mine has killed 11 people and injured 44. 46 are trapped. 239 people were able to get out. Having turkey trouble today? CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says help is just a phone call away.
For 40 years, they've been on the other end of the line.
Butterball Turkey Talk Line, can I help you?
Until Christmas Eve, some 50 people are taking calls about everything from prep to cook times to carving. Supervisor Bill Nolan stressing,
you know, we can give people advice on anything. There's no such thing as a dumb question or a silly question.
Nolan says the Butterball Turkey Talk Line is celebrating its 40th anniversary by expanding online to TikTok, where it has created a taste kitchen, even offering suggestions for those Thanksgiving leftovers.
There's something different about this holiday season at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
Disney theme parks in Florida and California have included black cast members to play Santa Claus in their holiday character lineups for the first time ever. The company says it's working to reflect the diversity of its surrounding communities. And people are noticing. One mom who posted moments from a holiday parade in Orlando on TikTok said, "I can't express how magical this moment was. Hashtag representation matters." Holiday events typically end at Disney parks the first week of January.
There's a new all-time pop singles champ. Billboard says The Weeknd's Blinding Lights is now its number one song of all time, having spent 90 weeks on the Hot 100 singles chart, 57 in the top 10, 43 in the top 5. Previous record holder, Chubby Checker and The Twist. That hit number one twice in 1960 and again in 1962.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
For some, the day after Thanksgiving means Black Friday shopping. For others,
heading out in search of that perfect Christmas tree is a Thanksgiving weekend tradition for millions of American families, including the Clancys of Williamsburg, Virginia.
Every year it's like, there's going to be a shortage, there's going to be a shortage.
Every year it seems like it's harder and harder to get a nice Christmas tree.
Bill Apperson is a third-generation Christmas tree grower near Williamsburg.
We're doing everything we can to supply the customers with the trees. We wish we had them. We really do. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people, and we don't like that at all.
Apperson says no one is sure why real Christmas trees have become so popular again in recent years. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
Europe's traditional Christmas markets are opening cautiously because of COVID outbreaks. In Frankfurt, there's built-in distancing, and Budapest shoppers have to show proof of vaccination to get in. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, November 25th, 2021. I'm Peter King. Happy Thanksgiving from CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.